Right now, we'll begin a first of two sessions here for County Commissioner. Joining us in studio, Jason Duffy, the challenger, and Jerry Reinerts, currently sitting on the County Commission. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us for our candidate forum here today.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Scott, for having us.
I'd like to start here with opening statements, give you both a chance to introduce yourself to the voters. We'll start, Jason, with yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Jason Duffy. Been a lifelong resident of Mower County. Own and operate my small business in town for the last 10 years. I got three children. Just been on the fair board for one term and done a lot of improvements out there and just felt that this was the next stage for me as far as boards and want to do the best for Mower County.
All right, thank you for that. And Jerry Reinerts, the incumbent, your opening statement,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, I'm Jerry Reinerts, District 3 Commissioner, which includes the first ward in the third precinct of Austin and the second ward in the second precinct of Austin, and also includes the cities of Lyle, Rose Creek, and the townships of Windham, Nevada, Lyle, and Austin. So it's a big, sprawling district, and it's mostly agricultural because I've only got the two precincts in town, but I grew up in Lyle and graduated from Lyle High School, then Austin, which is now Riverland Community College, and I was an appraiser of real estate for 35 years in Austin, in Moore County, Freeborn, Dodge, and Steele, and so I had 120 hours on campus in appraisal education at the university back quite a few years ago. So I'm very familiar with the county and the whole area, really, with my experience in appraisal, and I've been active in a lot of community organizations. I was on the Government Affairs Committee for the Chamber for a number of years. I was also a Chamber Ambassador and President of that group at one time. Also on the Alumni Committee at Riverland Community College. And I'm currently on the Board of Directors of the Moore County Senior Center. And some other committees I'm serving on are the Building Committee for Moore County. Speaking of the fairgrounds, I was a member, the county member of the fair board, because we actually own the county fairgrounds and all the buildings, and we have to insure and maintain them, but we do not fund the fair board. They have to raise their own funds. So I've been, like I say, active in the community for quite a few years, and I got interested in the commissioner job back when we had the big debate over the jail justice center. And I ran against the incumbent at that time, because in my opinion, he wasn't listening to the public. You know, he didn't want to, not that he was wrong, that was his right, but it was just time I thought he'd been on the board for a long time. And this jail justice center, if you recall, was a very controversial thing. So I ran, and I was fortunate enough to win. And by the way, now we just paid off the last of those bonds last year. So the jail justice center is completely paid for, and the county has no bonding at this time.
All right. Thank you for that, Jerry Reinerts. We'll stay with you for the first question. First thing people may want to hear about when it comes to county commission is taxes, understanding that tax revenue is less than half, though, of the county's revenue. Nonetheless, it does tend to be one of the top issues that voters want to hear about. So principally property taxes, but of the various taxes the county assesses and taking into consideration the various needs that you expect the county to have over your next term if you're reelected, do you foresee a need to increase taxes over your term if you're elected?
Well, not on the surface, I don't, because actually in this past 2-3 years where we've had the tremendous 40-year high inflation, the COVID and everything, we had people working, a lot of our people were working from home, and a lot of people were laid off because of all the closings. Well, as a county board, we realized that we had to really scrutinize our budget. The only budget we control is the county board levy. We don't control the city or the school district. That's their responsibility. So in 2021, we were able to keep our budget increase at 0.5%. After scrutinizing every request for funding in 2022, because our costs also increased like everyone else's, we had to raise our levy a little over 2%. But now last month, September, we set our preliminary budget for next year, 2023, at 1.9% increase. It started out at 5.5, but the county administrator, the department heads, our finance committee, and the board got together, and we were able to whittle that down to a 1.9% increase in actual tax levy. And we have to give the state our final budget amount by December, and between now and then, we cannot raise that budget from 1.9 since we already set it, but we can lower it. So we're still looking for possible ways to maybe trim it a little more.
All right.
But as far as future taxes, no, we're mainly concerned with what's going on right now with this high inflationary economy we are all being affected by.
Sure. Thank you for that. Same question to you, Jason Duffy. Difficult to look into the crystal ball, obviously, but would you foresee with the county needs and the priorities that you would like to see the county take on, would you foresee a need to increase that levy at all?
Yeah, so I guess kind of going on what Jerry was talking about, obviously I'm in business. I deal with the inflation. I deal with trying to get product, get stuff when, and you don't know. It's the future is we don't know. We're kind of in challenging times right now. As far as the taxes go, I mean, I own properties also, paying high property tax. I feel it is. And that's something that this is another reason why I'm getting into it. I want to figure out where the monies are going and trying to, you know, obviously as a county commissioner, you want to have a good budget. And I just feel like me being a part of it and where I'm at right now with, like I said, running the business and having, you know, your homes and everything else and talking to people out in the public, and that is their big concern. All I can hope for and tell everyone that, yep, I am trying my hardest and that's what I want to work for. This is why I want to get into this role, to be more involved. I feel that people, once they kind of sitting in this role for so many years, they start to maybe lose that interest towards it. Being a new set of eyes and, you know, I got a lot of energy, always been part of it, done really well with everything that I've been part of. Just want to be out there for the taxpayer and for the people of District 3 and basically the whole of Mower County.
All right. And we'll stay with you, Jason Duffy, for this next question. Speaking of funding, the last few legislative sessions in St. Paul, it seems bonding dollars especially, but LGA also to the various cities across the state has been contentious and debated and difficult to come by in some cases. Is there anything and what, if anything, can be done for a county commissioner to advocate for Mower County's state dollars?
Yeah, so I believe, like, if you're when you're into the committees and, you know, you're using multiple people to strategize ideas for as far as grants or different bonding issues, just to bring those monies to Mower County. And, you know, if you kind of look around, look at our wind farms that we have, and we have solar energies. I mean, those are all funds that are coming in. They're high-paying jobs. Even right now, we're dealing with that, you know, where it's hard to find help. You've seen places that are closed early and they're not being able to operate because they don't have the help. I just feel anybody in this leadership role or however you want to see it, city council or commissioner or legislative, I mean, we also need to work together to try to get the people trained and get them into positions and all work together and try to make the best and make it a destination. You know, Mower County is a beautiful area. Just driving out here today, you see all the cornfields. Look at everyone. We've had perfect weather. Fields are getting picked. Seems like a lot of the agricultural, you know, talked to a lot of people out there. They're all happy. They got, you know, it's a good year for everyone. So hopefully we can just keep pushing on and, you know, get through elections and look at the positives.
And Jerry Reinert, same question to you. Is there anything a county commissioner can do to help advocate for that state funding or acquire funding from other means?
Well, unlike the state legislators, they're partisan. So there's always going to be a debate with what to do with their money. As you know, they've got like a $10 billion surplus that they couldn't come to any agreement on this past fall, as far as that was money that was basically overtaxed to Minnesota citizens. So they couldn't decide what to do with that. Therefore, we've got, you know, our local school district, for instance, you know, they're running a referendum for a $2.5 million asking fee for the next 10 years. You know, why couldn't the state have given the school some of that money so that that would have been easier on the local taxpayers? But as it is now, they have to decide locally whether they want to spend that money or not, as tough as it is on everyone. So, you know, when they say, what can we convince the legislature for? Really, nothing. We talk to them. We have meetings with them. But everything's political up there, so it depends on, you know, what they vote for and what they vote against. We just can't control that at the local level.
Sure. Jerry Reinerts, we'll stay with you. I want to go to infrastructure, roads and bridges. Obviously, county-maintained roads and bridges, very essential part of our infrastructure, our economy here in this part of the state. What can you share with voters about any plans for improvement or maintenance of those roads and bridges and what you'd like to see happen?
Well, I think there again, being an agricultural-based county like Moore County, we have over 400 miles of county blacktop roads to maintain. And on those roads, we have close to 400 bridges or culverts that we also have to maintain. Plus, unusual for a county, we are also somewhere along the line years ago, we became responsible for all of the bridges in the city of Austin as well, except those that are state-owned. So I think we've done a good job of maintaining these roads. We want to keep them. It is a big expense, and of course, worse now with the higher oil and prices we're paying. But we've always budgeted to make sure we took care of the worst roads at that time. They were always prioritized, and so far I think we've done a good job. You can look out here at County Road 28, 29. They've been recently redone. The state just did 105 here. I mean, that's sure a nice road now. But yeah, that's one of our big expenses year in, year out, and I think our county engineer does a very good job of maintaining those roads and also advising us on which ones that we should take care of for next.
And Jason Duffy, same issue to you. What's your vision for infrastructure when it comes to roads and bridges over the next few years?
Yeah, so infrastructure is always a number one thing. If you fail on that and you don't have it, you're losing it, because that's exactly what even people when they're traveling through our county, when they see our roads, they see our bridges, if there is something less that's not up to standard, it's noticed. So no, I'm a big supporter in our roads and bridges, and also getting out and talking to like these departments. I want to give a shout out actually to a lot of our Moore County employees. They're out there doing it every day, and they make it presentable, and it looks really nice. We want to continue with that and work our best, like I said, with departments, and keep it going forward.
We'll stay with you, Jason Duffy. You mentioned this briefly earlier. When it comes to wind production, alternative energy sources, if I have this number right, the wind production tax this last year, accounted for about 3% of the county's total revenue, whether it be wind or any other alternative energy source. In what way do you think the county can better leverage these technologies even further in the coming years?
Yeah, so I think currently, and I don't have the exact number, but I believe Moore County is one of the leaders in wind power. And that's something that if we have it set up and we have the infrastructure already in place, it's time to utilize it. We also need to worry about is the environmental end of it. If you kind of see out in maybe the Dexter area right now, they're removing some of the wind turbine blades. And
sorry about that, Jay. We just had a power surge in the studios. We're talking about energy sources. Yeah. But sorry for the interruption. So, we are still on the air, though.
And there you go. We just had a power outage. So them are things that we need to look at, hopefully, that's something you keep hearing on the news and media that, power outages, the grid can't handle what's going on and there's too much usage. So like I said, working together and figuring out the right direction for it. Solar and energy, it's kind of the way of the future, and it's the direction we're going to have to go. I just feel we need the right leadership in that.
And Jerry Reinert, same question with the construction of those wind farms in certain parts of the county, utilizing our natural resources here. Other alternative energies that the county might be able to leverage. What's your vision for wind or any of the above that the county can utilize?
As far as the wind production, we now have, I think, 341 wind towers in the county. And last year, I think they provided us with about $2.5 million in revenue. So they're a good source of revenue for the county. As far as any future expansion, we don't have any on the horizon that I'm aware of now. But we're always going to be welcoming that kind of thing. It's really, I think Moore County has more wind towers than any county in Minnesota. And as if you recall, this has been a very windy year. So I'm sure the wind tower people did well too. But and then solar power, that's an oncoming thing. I don't know if that's going to amount to as much as the wind tower, because we're in Minnesota. You know, there's a lot of days there's no sun, especially in the wintertime. So, you know, how productive that is, I think it's still out there. They're still studying that.
Jerry Reinerich, you mentioned this briefly earlier as well. People probably, when it comes to the county, may not think of culture and recreation, but the county does fund the library, the fairgrounds, the Historical Society. In the area of culture and recreation, in last year's budget, I believe, to the tune of about $500,000, the county is funding these recreational and cultural areas. Is that area of funding appropriate right now, or would you like to see more of that or less?
Well, you know, it's something that we have to look at individually when we get requests. It's not something that I think is going to be a real county responsibility when you talk about recreation. We have helped, I think it was, well, Grand Meadow and Rose Creek. We did help them with some of these ARPA funds because they wanted to update their parks or whatever, so we did give them money. And I know we're going to have requests from other municipalities now probably also. At this time, we haven't yet. But as long as we have some ARPA funds left, and I think we still have over $600,000, you know, we're going to consider how to use that in the most useful way.
Sure. Jason Duffy, same question to you. When it comes to the county's role in funding recreational aspects and cultural aspects of life in Mower County.
Yeah, funding needs to continue for all these. Typically, most of these are a free thing for people to utilize. They actually bring a lot of people into our community. And on the other aspect, you know, it's just if you touch base, like on the Mower County Fair, I mean, we have over 100,000 people attend that. It's the largest event in Mower County, and it's a free event that people get to utilize, use. You talk to people throughout the year about it and how they visited it, and even with the Historic Society out there. Another thing that a lot of people don't get to see, but they get to see it out there for that event. And with parks and everything else, no, if you drive by any park, you see families out there, they're being used. It'd be nice to just, yep, see them updated and always keep on with it. And they look amazing. So we're doing a good job, but we just need to continue doing it. And we can't lose that.
Jason Duffy also, what challenges, again, difficult to look down the road into the crystal ball, but as a county, the way it stands right now, when county commissioner is concerned, what are some of the biggest issues that you think need to be addressed by the county commissioners moving forward?
Yep, so currently dealing, like I said, with the inflation, and it's everywhere. Go back to the roads and bridges with petroleum costs being record highs, and so getting those projects done. And also with the labor shortage of, you know, people out there. But we also need to utilize what we have for employees too throughout the county. You know, that's our backbone for it, and they're very strong. We got a lot of very, very good employees there. So work with them and keep everybody, you know, heads high and keep moving on.
And Jerry Reinerts, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges facing the county over the next few years?
Well, the main thing is we've got in our Health and Human Service Department, we've got probably 100 programs. And with this inflation and lack of employment and so on, the demand for funds in a lot of those programs has really increased. And that's why, like I mentioned earlier, we do need to get some more state help on that, because they're the ones who mandate these programs and tell us what we have to fund. If they don't help fund, we have to fund those programs anyway. So that is a big concern. You know, hopefully this inflation is short-lived and we kind of get back to normal, and maybe, you know, we can start cutting back on some of the expenses we're seeing in our Human Services Department. And the next, the other thing is the roads. I mean, you mentioned that we've talked about that quite a bit already, but that's always our biggest expense, is keeping those roads and bridges in good repair. And when you're an agricultural-based economy like Mower County is, I hear from these farmers once in a while if something's wrong, if there's a, say, a clogged up waterway, and the water's running back into their field and costing them 3-4 acres of production. They want me to come out and look at that, and if we can't fix that, they want us to take those acres off the tax rolls, which I don't blame them. So we're always running into little problems, nothing major, but like I say, being an agricultural-based economy, you have to be, you have to listen to those farmers, because there's like 400,000 acres of land and production in Mora County, so it's a big deal.
Jerry Reinerts, are there any other issues or topics that you'd like the voters to be aware of your stance on that we haven't brought up yet?
Not offhand, I can't think of, Scott. I think our current county board is working very well together. Like I said, we're nonpartisan. We don't have political issues to discuss or to influence us. Our main responsibility is serving these citizens of Mora County and providing them the services that they want and need, and doing it in the most responsible and economic method that we can.
And Jason Duffy, we'll use this chance for closing statements. Anything you'd like the voters to know your stance on, including anything we haven't brought up yet?
Yeah, I just want everyone to know that, you know, I'm obviously new to this position, or in the last 8 months, it's kind of been a whirlwind. I'm happy I'm part of it, and I'm eager to take this role and sit in that seat. I do believe I could be a positive change for Mora County. That's why I'm, you know, investing my time and what I'm doing into this. And also, I want to let everyone know, too, I'm doing this for myself. I just feel like the leadership role can benefit me, and I can use my small business and use other businesses, you know, that I talk to develop more and keep pushing to build a good tax base for our county and keep everything positive.
Jerry Reinerts, any closing remarks for the voters?
Well, one thing that we discussed last night at our forum was the housing issue in Mora County. And yeah, taxes are based on the spending, like we talked earlier, not on the, I mean, I think the attitude of a lot of people is the reason they're raising the property values on everything is to get more tax money. Well, no, that's not true at all. Levies decide how much your taxes are going to be. The state says all property has to be valued at market value by the county assessor. They get sales certificates on every sale that takes place, and they compare that to the assessor's values all over the state. And if you don't adjust your values to keep up with the market, they're going to do it for you. And the levies, like I say, are what really determines your tax. We could lower everybody's value 20%, but if the taxes, levies of the three main spenders, city, county, and school, went up 20%, so would your taxes, even though your value went down. So I just want people to understand we're not in the business of raising values just to raise taxes.
All right. One of the two challenged county commissioner races on the ballot. If you haven't done so already, you can early vote. But if you haven't done so already, definitely take that chance to exercise your right to vote on November the 8th, which is coming up quickly. Jason Duffy and Jerry Reinerts, thank you both for your time and being a part of our forum today.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. And thank you, the listeners.